Ladies and gentlemen, this is Button Pushers. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. We are so back. I had a seasonal hiatus, partially because I completely missed the show form because I was out of the country. And then I was just kind of like, you know what? Winter's usually kind of tough anyway, and it's like a 25-30 minute walk, and we're like figuring other stuff out right now. We'll take a break for a second. So if you have been following, I had a playlist that I was kind of releasing some music on for a bit, or not releasing music, but sharing music on, because I do still love to share music a little bit. But in any case, I reached out, asked for some access for the summer, and hopefully we'll continue this into the fall and kind of post onward forever. However long I'm around here in Boston area, I should clarify. It took a couple of emails. I think all the WMFO staff is kind of like gone right now, which makes sense because Tufts is over. I got into the office and then spoke to a guy who knew a guy who knew a guy, and then never really got confirmation that they reactivated my ID. I just kind of I had time today, so I went for a walk, checked, it was open. And then saw that tonight's show was open and was for the rest of the season. So this will be the show time going onward, 11 p.m. EST on Tuesdays for the next bit. Wow, I'm still kind of flustered. It's been a minute since I've been in here. I'm going to play some music for a bit and log in, get everything ready, and then we can maybe catch ourselves up. But I've already said this is Button Pushers. I'll get to the PSA a little bit later. What do we got on deck here for today? Let's play Restless by Robotaki. This is off of his Science EP. I remember when I first heard of Robotaki, it was from his song Automaton, which was released on Monster Cat while I was in high school, and I hated it. I was like, this is like the most boring, generic song, because it's very industrial tech house kind of, but not even really tech house. It's just industrial tech soundscapey. Now I like the track a lot because I am very into more ambient styles, but I think when I was younger I was like, where is the heavy dubstep, man? What are you doing? But then he dropped this EP called Science, which was supposed to be filled with all kinds of very weird effects and trying to bring a lot of strange elements together into something that sounds smooth. And I really think he killed it on this, and it's where I started following his career a lot more closely. And this is a great track from that. I love this whole EP. I think Butterscotch is a really great track. And then he has a remix EP as well, and the Butterscotch remix and the Restless remix are both really good. Butterscotch is by Alan French, I believe, and Restless remixes by Swarty. All great artists, go check them out. I'm gonna stop yapping. Let's play Restless by Robotaki, a great vibe, while I get set up here. truly a banger. What a great vibe. Oh, I've turned down my headphones. There's my voice again. Hello, me. Okay, that was Restless by Robotaki off of the Science EP. Thanks for bearing with me while I got set up there. I no longer have a button pushers playlist like on the logging website, so I will be making ad hoc playlists, I guess, to log all these songs in. And speaking of playlists, the one that I was running over, you know, the past couple of months while I didn't have a show, I don't know if I'm gonna just like toss the songs that I was gonna play on there, or like the songs that I am playing on there or something, because like you can just find that on the website. I don't know, we'll figure it out. But thank you to everyone who listened to that. It made my heart very full to know that at least 9 people were maybe potentially listening to some very mediocre, strange music. No, it's great music. I shouldn't hate the art, but definitely the taste is eclectic. I'll put that. I'll give you that one for sure. Especially the Skrillex week, and I have to talk about it. Like, we're gonna talk about the Skrillex album a little bit, maybe in future shows, maybe a bit tonight. I'm gonna play the Dylan Brady run, and I'm including Redline Dash in that because it's crazy, and I just want to hear him on the speakers in here. This is like such a crazy album. I want to talk about it so badly, but. We'll stay focused for a little bit. Maybe, who knows, it doesn't happen very often on this show. I've been doing a lot of travel lately. Another reason why a show would have been, I think, a little difficult this last season. I was, like, in France, and I've been in New York, like, 4 times. And I've been to Philly, like, 3 times. And I've been to Virginia, like, twice or something, all since, like, the year started. And that's like, I don't know, maybe that's not a lot for some of you, but that's a lot for me. I spend most of my time in my bedroom, so that's like, whenever I get out of my bedroom, that's a journey, even if it's to like the kitchen or something. And so going to like France is further, usually, unless my going into the kitchen in France, I guess. Okay, anyway, I'm losing it. You gotta bear with me for a little bit. It's been a second. It's 11:11. Make a wish if you believe in angel numbers or something. Speaking of angels, which is related to church, which is related to saints, I was at a show this last weekend, and there was an opener for San Holo named Saint Mary, who I had not heard of before, but is like loosely popular, has like 20,000 monthly listeners on Spotify, and just like an insane artist. Like, we're going to play some of it on the show tonight, but I have like 2 or 3 tracks that I want to show that kind of show like a wide range from them, but they threw like such a great set, especially for an artist that I like don't know. It's pretty rare for me to have like that much fun with like the artist that I didn't come for, if that makes sense. So shout out Saint Mary, go check them out. What else did I want to say? I'm kind of just like spitballing like a bunch of things that were on my mind. We want to play the Skrillex album. I've been traveling a lot, but I think that's slowing down a little bit, so hopefully I'll be able to like consistently do a show a little bit, although I will be traveling more for fests and stuff in the future. I'm gonna go to the Grizz Fest. I'm really excited. 7 Stars in like the middle of nowhere, Virginia. It's gonna be crazy. I cannot wait for the return of Grizz. And speaking of the return of Grizz, he released a mixtape today. So we'll probably play some of that, but that's only on SoundCloud. So I'm obviously not just playing that from SoundCloud, because I'm not sure if the FCC cares about that. But to be fair, I'm pretty sure like government workers are really busy right now. So like, I'm not sure they're going to catch me playing something on SoundCloud. No, that was a joke. Sorry. I don't know. I forget about like how much I can talk about that stuff on here. But I think that was fair. It wasn't necessarily aligned with anything. People are just busy. You saw that meme about like pizza sales going up around DC. Anyway, the world's falling apart, but the music is getting better and better. What else did I want to talk about? The San Holo opener, and then I also saw San Holo. He's doing like a whole new project. We'll get into that for a little bit. Wow, I've just been talking for like 12 minutes. I'm just excited to be at the mic and in the studio again. But you guys don't want that. Well, maybe some of you do. Thanks. But let's play some music. Let's get it bumping a little bit. I know I just, like, you know, hyped up Saint Mary a lot, but we'll talk a little bit more about that show later. What else did I want to say? Anything? No? Who knows? Here's this new track by More Kismet. I've been loving a lot of More Kismet's stuff recently. Pretty much banger after banger with each new release. Has this huge emphasis on, like, white noise and, like, spatial kind of airiness throughout the track that really adds, like, a lot of, like, ambient energy, I feel like. It just sounds great in a club setting. There's a local opener here, Jesse Jess, who also obviously listens to More Kismet because every time I see him, he plays, like, three or four tracks by them. And in honor of June, More Kismet is very openly, like, non-binary and very, like, very fashion-forward in that sense. Like, has, like, super sick, like, androgynous outfits and stuff. Really, I really dig their style a lot. So go check them out. And here is Y2K, a great name for a track, but it's Y as in W-H-Y. 2K, a very nice little house beat here with the More Kismet kind of style.
No one had even thought up the term Y2K.
Thank you.
sick. I love that track a lot. Like, the first time I heard it, usually I go through my release radar, like, kind of one by one, check out everything that came out that Friday or, you know, that week. But I got to that track. I think it was, like, one of the first ones on the playlist that week around. Maybe just last week. This week. Yeah. Who knows? And I just looped it. I was like, you know what? The other stuff can wait. I'll just listen to this for a bit. Because, like, I just loved that vibe so much. It's so, like, trippy and yet, like, driven with the, like, really, really punchy kick and bass line. I dig it. I really hope to hear that in a live setting a little more. I don't think I caught it last time, even though Jesse Jess was on the decks. Let's do a quick concert recap. What have I done since the show ended? I think I've been to, let's see, I saw ISO, and I think that might have been, like, the last show, right? That was right before France, and then I had no shows after that. So I went to go see ISO EXO, threw down, was super crazy. I love how he just, like, screams. He just, like, goes up there, and he's just, like, yelling all the time, and it's so much energy, and I love it so much. I finally found, like, one of those hats that kind of looks like his, like, with the little points, because it's, like, a square cap instead of, like, a circle. Fire, I love it so much. It's so cozy. What else? I went to Thunderdome in, like, Seattle area. It's, like, Tacoma, I think. That was crazy. First time seeing Excision. Just wild to have been listening to Excision since, like, middle school or something, you know, and finally, you know, making it all the way across the country to see him live two nights in a row at, like, his own hosted event, with a ton of other artists that I've wanted to see for such a long time. Like, Space Laces was super fun. Levity, saw Levity again, and they are just, like, crazy fun every time. Alley Cat is, like, a new favorite from that performance. Very excited that she'll be at Breakaway, coming to Boston in September, which I have tickets for. Basically, we've been going to a lot of shows, familiarizing ourselves with the scene a little bit. I'm trying to remember some of the other, like, Thunderdome names that I was really excited for. Riot was a big one. I think, like, Riot single-handedly fueled, like, 20% of the reason why I'm in college, because, like, their music just kept me awake while I was, like, grinding stuff out for, like, college apps and stuff. So super fun to kind of just be in a mosh pit and, like, let, you know, all that nostalgic, you know, angst out to, like, dubstep mixes of Paramore. Super, super fun. Who else have we seen? Noctu came back to the Boston area. Always a good time. That was, like, a crazy show. You should see his, like, setup. I swear Noctu and ISO both have, like, such a knack for showmanship, and they're just, like, modern day rock stars. Like, they have such a good idea of what it means to, like, create an image of a show. It was a really, really cool set. I went to GovBall this last weekend or two weekends ago. That was really fun. Only on the Sunday, saw some big names like Hozier and Glass Animals and Claro. I honestly was, like, really excited for Joey Valence and Bray and Frost Children, who are, like, two of the more openers. You know how much I love Frost Children if you've been listening for a while. I also caught them in the crowd later and, like, got to talk with them for a little bit, and they're both, like, so sweet and cool. I swear, like, Angel is, like, one of her name's, like, actually Angel. That one wasn't, like, a, you know, a Rave Angel transition, like, literally Angel, and earned it. Like, she is a divine being. Very, very pure, very sweet. I was very, like, giddy talking to them. It was very obvious, I think, but oh well. What can you do about that? And then on that kind of same trip, sort of ish, I had seen Fox Stevenson in Brooklyn. That was really fun. Or not, that wasn't the same trip. That was, gosh, I've just been all over, man. I saw Fox Stevenson in Brooklyn. I saw Caravan Palace three times in Boston, New York, and Virginia. We followed their tour a little bit. It was super fun. Got to talk to their opener a little bit, too, who is really cool and performed with Caravan the whole time. His name is Zeka. Super, super cool guy. There's definitely some others in the mix. Like, I saw, I saw, like, Black Tiger Sex Machine. They did their anime show that was super, like, goofy and fun. I saw Nightmare. I think I talked about Nightmare. Yeah, I should have talked about Nightmare, but maybe not Trivecta. Maybe. Who knows? But we've been crossing off a lot on the list. There's basically like three or four big ones that are like that I used to listen to a lot, or like kind of still do, you know, or like the consistent ones are like Skrillex, Subtronix, Dylan Francis, maybe. I'm still not sure about if I'm ever gonna see him live, because like I feel like his music is so different now from what I used to listen to, but maybe we'll see. And there's one more, but I can't think of it right now. I'm kind of flustered, but I'm excited to be here. Anyway, it has been 24 minutes and I've played two songs, so let's get into it a little more with maybe some music from the artists that I've been watching and seeing perform live. So I mentioned I saw Fox Stevenson. Really glad to have seen him live. Been listening to him since middle school for sure. I remember like he was like my angsty song, you know, like I think a lot of other people had like My Chemical Romance and like Paramore and stuff. Fox Stevenson was like mine, which is like really funny because back then his writing was so bad. Like it was so bad. It was all just like a bunch of like one or two sentence kind of like, oh, this is sort of deep, but like it wasn't connected to anything else in the song. I promise, just like look at like three or four of his like earliest songs and read the lyrics and you're like, yeah, I can see where like a 13-year-old would really, really get behind this. But his writing has gotten excellent over time as his you know, style has evolved a little bit away from purely electronic, you know, dubstep energy into a more kind of vocal performance and a little bit more of an emphasis on mixing there too. And his set was super fun. He did like a live band set and a DJ set, which was awesome because I tried to see him freshman year, but he wasn't on this lineup that I like really wanted. Like I got to the show, was really excited to see Fox Stevenson, and then like turns out he wasn't gonna be at the show or something. It was like everyone else from his label. So finally caught him and was super legendary. And I think like his writing style is really like, he has a knack for portraying, I feel like, a lot of the things and feelings and like thoughts that sometimes are like really hard to describe, but like I think a lot of people can really resonate with. And kind of what I think he probably was going for many years ago, right, is all these kind of like generally deep statements, but now he has a whole lot more cohesion between them, and it's also a lot easier to like I feel like respect the writing. It's impressive now. So here's this new track called What Are You Wow. And I really liked it when I first heard it. A lot of the lyrics, it kind of reminded me of when I first came to college and I like saw all these like new fancy people, and like I'm not like, I don't want to say I'm not fancy or anything, but like I definitely am not going to other countries for school, you know, and like, or like have been on boats a lot, you know, or like all these things. Like there, I was on the lower end of the wealth spectrum at this campus, and with that came opportunity and life experience, you know, and it just became blatantly obvious that I had met probably 4,000 less people than all of these other people in my life getting up to here. And I was just like, wow, there's like so many cool people and things going on, and I just like don't really know what it is yet, but like I want to get to that energy or that point or whatever. And I don't know, it's a cool perspective of like, you know, outside looking in writing or perhaps something like that. But I only listened once. I thought it was fun. Anyway, here's What Are You Wow by Fox Stevenson.
I'm pretty good at letting my imagination get ahead of me. I didn't quite realize I was watching you become a memory. I was going nowhere and I hoped you'd come with, said goodbye instead. It was so clear you were above this, what could I have said? Yeah, you've been to places I could only think about, and I'm hoping maybe you might tell me what. Wow. me find stuff out. And maybe everything I felt lately inherited its framing from knowing you as well. See, I could never truly reply to things you opened my eyes to. Help me out of my shell. Yeah, you've been to places I could only think about. And I'm hoping maybe you might tell me what you found. Cause I tried to run but I could never get out. You go. Well, I guess it never mattered half as much to you as what it did to me. It's not a gift to come to knowledge of a cruel and cold disparity like that. With time, resentment warped my opinion of you. What does that say of me? Just the first person to treat me with some honesty. It's just how you are. And maybe that's why you've been to places I could only think about. I'm hoping maybe you might tell me what you found.
Longtime fans of Fox Stevenson will appreciate the return to form of on some of his like bouncier, bubblier tracks. Like way back when he was still doing releases on Spinning Records, he had tracks called like Soda Pop and. Like, I don't know what that was. Is that like a weather warning? Why did that go off? Am I in trouble? I'm kind of nervous. I don't know if you heard that over the air, but there was like a you know, like when a weather alert goes off or like it interrupts like the news feed and it just goes like maybe you guys are like hearing something that I'm not hearing. I'll get something from my regular listeners perhaps, but that was kind of weird. Anyway, wow, I'm frazzled. I have no idea what I was talking about. Fox Stevenson, Spinning Records. He had some older tracks that he had a lot more like bubbly stuff, no lyrics at all. Or if they were, there was like one or two, you know, it's just someone going like, let's go or something. Very goofy, and it was very, I don't know, sillier. And then he kind of transitioned into a little bit more serious, and I love that stuff too. I love his really focused stuff. I think Enemy Brain Entertainment Suite is just like a crazy album. It's like a crazy piece of work that describes a messy head in a like still kind of fun environment while still being pretty serious. So. Check that one out. He's pretty cool. Anyway, I'm like expecting someone to like come in and be like, what are you doing here now? But what, we'll just keep the bangers going, maybe, I guess. Sorry, like, this is okay, little known fact about me, or maybe it is, I don't know. Anyway, that kind of thing like jars me a lot. I think like digital glitches and those noises are, they have like a deep-seated fear in me, which is funny considering the music that I listen to and love. But like whenever it sounds like something is not working correctly, or you know, impromptu tone like that, it really jars. It's jarring for me, I think, because when I was like 2.5, I had this Elmo game on the computer and I loved it so much. And one time I tried to boot it up by myself and I turned the speaker all the way down, but like 2.5-year-old me didn't know directions very well. So I turned it all the way up and blew that crap, and it like, you know, popped and was super loud. And then like Elmo's just like rapidly blinking and yelling at me. And I think that jump scare is like permanently induced. Like when I hear a weather alert or like a dial-up tone or other stuff like that, sometimes I'm like, oh, that's a little, I don't know, I get tense in my neck. You know that feeling where it's like, I understand it's okay, but I'm like, I'm tense. Okay. Anyway, let's circle back here. You know what? It would be really funny for me to play a track that actually uses that sound. And we might. We just might. In any case, I'm going to talk about the Skrillex album for just a little bit. Skrillex did a drop. It's about 42 minutes long or so, 46 minutes long. This big mixtape of an album of a bunch of tracks that are like roughly or less than 2 minutes long, that just blend into each other one after another. It's basically just a DJ set released as an album, and he dropped it at like 10:44 p.m. EST over Dropbox in an MP3, like globally. And it was so sick because like he teased it on April 1st and everyone was like, haha. And then it actually came out and like everyone's talking about it like, you know, 12 hours before the official release, over like Discord and like just chatting about like different parts of the file that they really like and that they've already taken out and like worked with and played around with and stuff. And it was just a really exciting time to be a part of, you know, the rave scene and the electronic music scene, especially the production scene. So many people were like, you know, geeking out over all these cool tracks and IDs and stuff. And some of this stuff is like things that Skrillex has been working on or, you know, had worked on in the past for like 12 plus years and finally released. I think it's actually 11 years is the number, but whatever. A lot. It's a great album. I think the whole album is going to be on my like top 100 at the end of the year. I'm sure like most of the tracks will be in the top 5. It's been fantastic listening to it over and over and over again. He got DJ Smokey to come in and do like random ad libs saying that like Skrillex is dead and that like all kinds of random stuff, I guess. I'm like actually not sure what I personally can say on air, so I'll just let DJ Smokey say it. So he recommends that you listen to this album all the way through. I'm not going to be able to do that right now, at least. We might have a show where I just play it all the way through because it's fun. It's a great album. I recommend you check it out. But I am going to just start at Redline Dash and then go into Zeet Noise and then into Booster. You know what? We'll play the Fricky VIP as well because it's only 38 seconds long and it's really good. I like the, like... part after he goes like, Smokey, can you just like compress it down more or something like that, and it just opens up and it sounds sick. And then also Dylan Brady, if you don't know, is one of the members of 100 Gex and a fantastic producer, really prone to using those like really deep kicks, like the almost like THX theater kicks, like the ones and the really high like chirpy snares, and you'll hear a little bit of that in here too. But here is part of The Skrillex album called F.U. Skrillex, You Think You're Andy Warhol, But You're Not, because someone graffitied that on the side of his studio. So he took a picture of it and made it the album. Maybe that was a stunt. Who knows? But it's sick. Here is Redline Dash for a little bit while I like gather my composure after that weird weather buzz.
Contraband with a bag full of cash. And these people are red and dead.
smoking. Can you just edit it down more?
More, you should listen to the entire album. It's called F U Skrillex. You think you're Andy Warhol, but you're not. It's really good. Like, there's not another show after this, and part of me was just like, what if I just went back, played the whole album? But we're not gonna do that. But it's great. Definitely check it all out. It has some really, really good tracks on there. I still want to play more, honestly. It's like, it's got such a good run from what I started all the way to, like, Biggie Bap. And then I'm just, like, saying, like, if you don't know the album, all this stuff doesn't make any sense. I'm like, G2G is super good. DNB Ting is super good. Jungundra has, like, this crazy low end. But, you know, it's whatever. We'll definitely play a little bit more of it at some point. But I wanted to just hear those on the speakers. That was more selfish, honestly. It was more for me. Moving onward, let's see, what else do we got? We can maybe play some San Holo and some Saint Mary, maybe what I listened to earlier. Oh, I gotta do a PSA too. Okay, we'll do some San Holo for a bit. His most recent project is called Wholesome Rhythm. Rhythm is like a variant of dubstep or some one of the more heavier electronic genres. Usually denoted by these, like, really, dirtier kind of basses, like, really, really low basses, and then also a percussion is a little crunchier. It's, like, mixed weirdly, and the kick falls on the clap a lot, and they collide to make this really, like, it's grittier. It's a grittier dubstep. I don't really know how to describe it other than that. And he is kind of taking away the part where you have all these like metallic yoys and wubs over the top and putting in his sound, which is more of that, you know, ethereal plunky synth. And I'm so back. Diego loves to say plunky on the mic. But here's a track called An Introduction to Wholesome Rhythm from his EP, An Introduction to Wholesome Rhythm. And when I saw his tour, the Wholesome Rhythm tour, I do not believe he played this track. And this makes me very upset because I was, like, really looking forward to, like, hurt people in the pit to this track. Okay, not, like, I wasn't trying to hurt people, but, like, I was going to go insane in the mosh pit to this track because there's a part at about 2 minutes and 10 seconds in where there's this really light, like, vocal layer that just stabs with the lead stab, and it just adds so much energy and like chaos, and it's like slightly detuned so it really stands out, but it's quiet. Listen close if you can hear it. It's coming up like on the, I think it's on like the second drop. But this is a collab with Underbelly, who also makes really crazy stuff. Go check out their project. I think it's really fun. Lots of like quantized beats and like trilly noises and mechanic. I don't know how to describe it, but it's very like syncopated, I would say. Anyway, here is An Introduction to Wholesome Rhythm while I go through the new and improved PSA book, I think. Here we go.
Vibrant. I just don't want this to be the end.
Very fun track. You get kind of a lot of I feel like San Holo's production style and elements all in that track, and then the new element of this super heavy rhythm like right in the middle of it. Really fun, super cool to like hear a ton of his older tracks too with this new, you know, rhythm beat underneath it, or like, you know, style driving it. So like a ton of tracks that I found on my laptop when I was like 13 and like showed them to a couple people, and they're like, what are you listening to? And I was like, I don't know either, but I kind of like it. And then like later, 7+ years later in the club, hearing it with like this completely different, like much more like punchy and like I feel like maybe synchronized with like the current electronic music scene, and just seeing a ton of other people get hyped about, you know, certain tracks, like the same ones. Super fun. San Holo is always a good time. He was also my first EDM concert. I technically went to see Drulu, who opened for him, but I had known of San Holo as well, so I was very excited. And always a good time to catch him again. I want to do the PSA really quickly. So here is a PSA on emergency preparedness. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time, so be prepared by having a couple gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov at WMFO in Medford. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio. Yeah, stock up, people, because you never know when stuff might hit the fan. Although you can probably anticipate it more and more with every day. No, okay, I don't mean to like cause anxiety. There's enough of that going around. Anyway, so I saw San Holo, and I want to talk a little bit more about the opener, because I thought they were really cool, and like low-key, they kind of like got me off my butt, and like I finally dusted off my DJ controller and like hooked it up to my computer and like started doing some of the legwork for like mapping different knobs to different things and stuff, a little bit more, you know, drivenly perhaps, because seeing them up there and just like having a fantastic time the entire night. Like they were just bouncing back and forth at the decks the whole set, and like That sounds exhausting, because I know I'm bouncing back and forth the whole set too, and I'm exhausted, and I don't have to focus on putting on a show, you know? And just like super eager to like share these different tracks with us, and like bringing, you know, friends up onto the stage to like take a drink with them, or like went up with San Holo for a bit on like one of their collabs or something, or maybe he just dropped one of her tracks. But it was a very, I think, good reminder in the form of a driven person of like, wow, that sounds super fun. I would love to participate even a little in that. Thanks, Saint Mary. You got a new follower, or like churchgoer, or whatever you call them. Really love your stuff. I want to play one or two tracks that I think really capture a little bit more of the vibe that Saint Mary is going for with her project, or what I assume she's going for with her project, which is a lot more of that, you know, dark and kind of umbral textures, and you know, lots of dramatic builds and drony noises, kind of in the zone of like Zhu, or like trying to think of some other artist, but I'm blanking, because I also gotta say really quickly, this Button Pushers, you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio. There's not another show after this, so I might go a little later. We'll see. Who knows? I'm definitely going to, because I want to play some Saint Mary before I go home. So you'll get what I mean by that vibe. Oh, Ymir. Ymir does this kind of thing too, where it's like really, you know, kind of like dark high fantasy stuff. And you could probably maybe gather some of that from like Saint Mary. But here is a track called Religion with Saint Mary, Grail, and Broke. I really like this one. I think it's like one of her more recent ones. And then I do want to play one of the tracks that she dropped at the show called Heaven. It's her most recent track, and it is like very different, but really good. And I think that's impressive for like, I don't know, an artist to kind of step out of like what they produced for the last 5 or 6 songs into something very, very different. And it's like a genre, it's like a happy hardcore kind of song, and that's a genre that I feel like can be done really terribly, really easily. And I feel like this is like, when I heard it in the club, I was like, wow, this sounds euphoric, like it sounds amazing, I can't wait to listen to it when I get home. And like, got home, listened to it, it was great, and like everyone who I went with had the same feeling, like they all downloaded it right away. You know, I genuinely think you want to keep your eyes on this person. But anyway, here's Religion, and we'll maybe do one more to like, so that you get the vibe, and then we'll play Heaven, and maybe we'll just close out the night with that, but we'll see. Anyway, here's Religion with Saint Mary, Grail, and Broke.